CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rspodbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 1st of September, 2024. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB collaborates on a special contact with the International Space Station. The RSGB's Tonight at 8 webinar autumn programme starts tomorrow the 2nd. The RSGB is getting ready for National Coding Week. We're delighted to announce that the RSGB and ARIS, in conjunction with Girl Guiding Surrey West and Brooklands Museum, including the Innovation Academy, have been collaborating on a special event due to take place on Saturday the 5th of October. Girl Guiding President, Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Edinburgh, will attend a planned contact with the International Space Station as part of a visit to promote the engagement and involvement of girls and young women in science, technology, engineering and maths. Further details of the contact and the event will be announced in late September. The RSGB's Autumn Tonight at 8 programme starts this Monday, the 2nd of September. Brian Coleman, G4NNS, will give an update on the Meteor Beacon project, which is a cooperation between the worlds of amateur radio and astronomy. The first phase of the project was completed in May 22, when the UK Meteor Beacon GB3MBA went on the air from the Sherwood Observatory of the Mansfield and Sutton Astronomical Society. It enabled studies of meteor events over the UK using simple equipment and made possible a range of STEM projects featuring radio and astronomy. The second phase of the project, which Brian will describe in the presentation, is to develop a network of receivers streaming their data via a central server for detailed study of individual meteor events. You can watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. To find out more, go to the RSGB website under Webinars. The RSGB is getting ready for National Coding Week, which begins on the 16th of September. This national event is in its 11th year and encourages people of all ages to try coding, or programming as it's now called. During the next few days, the RSGB's outreach team will release two new coding activities for you to try on your own with members of your local club or school or other youth group. These are in addition to the 7 activities the Society shared last year. This is a great opportunity to see how coding can link with your usual amateur radio activities, or for you to try something new. If you're planning an activity or an event or would like some support, please email the RSGB National Coding Week Coordinator, Nigel Thrower, G3YSW, via ncw@rsgb.org.uk. You can find the coding activities on the RSG website under Coding. The British Science Association has announced that applications for Kickstart grants will open on the 17th of September. The grants are provided to help schools in challenging circumstances to deliver events and activities as part of British Science Week. To find out more, visit the British Science Week website and enter Grant Applications for British Science Week 2025 in the search box located in the top right corner. If you need some inspiration on how to get involved, the RSGB is already planning for the March event. You can go now to rsgb.org/BSW to find out more, as well as how to view activity ideas and lessons and lesson plans from previous years. If you'd like to get involved or have any more questions, you can email the RSGB British Science Week Coordinator Ian Neal, M0KEO, at bsw@rsgb.org.uk. RSGB members can ensure that they are the first to hear about the Society's online webinars and events by registering to receive updates by email. Simply log into the RSGB members portal, select Manager Preferences tab and click the Online Events option. By selecting this preference, you'll be kept up to date on events such as Tonight at 8 webinars, which are already shaping up to have a brilliant programme for the autumn. Keep an eye on your mailbox for some news about these soon. Don't forget the popular Churches and Chapels on the Air event known as CHOTA, C-H-O-T-A, is taking place on Saturday the 14th of September. A lot of stations will be on the air from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, so please give them a call. Operation will be focused on the 80, 40 and 20 metre bands. To see the first of the list of churches and chapels taking part, visit the CHOTA tab on the World Association of Christian Radio Amateurs and Listeners website at wacral.org. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park, NRC, will be closed for one day on Monday the 16th of September for some minor decorating and cleaning time. Don't forget that the RSGB members get free access to Bletchley Park and the NRC by downloading a voucher from the RSGB website under BP Voucher. Now for details and events. Telford Hamfest takes place today the 1st of September at Harper Adams University near Newport in Shropshire. Doors open 10:15, admission is £5, children up to 16 come in free. Free parking, catering and an RSGB bookstall and a bring and buy area are available on site. For more details visit tdars.org.uk or email John M0JZH at hamfest@tdars.org.uk. Case to Lifeboat radio rally is due to take place on Sunday the 8th of September at Case to Lifeboat Station, Case to on CNR35DJ. Doors open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m, no admission fee. Sellers can gain access from 8 a.m. More information, email Zane with a Z, M1BFI via m1bfi@outlook.com or phone 07711214790. The Broadcast Engineering Museum near Gainsborough in Lincolnshire is new and a work in progress, so it only opens a few days each year. The next open days are coming up on Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of September from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The museum contains a vast collection of historic broadcasting equipment and memorabilia, some restored and working, on display in a former RAF sergeant's mess. Free parking's available on site. For more, contact email contactus@becg.org.uk or visit becg.org.uk. Now for special news events. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is taking part in Churches and Chapels on the Air again, this year with special event station GB2SCC. The station will be operating on Saturday the 14th of September from 0900 to 1500 UTC on the 40 and 17 metre band using SSB. Operators will also be available for VHF and UHF FM calls. More information, cqrz.com. Austin M0MNE, who's a marine engineer in the Merchant Navy, will be operating special call sign GB0MND on the HF bands and flying the British Red Ensign from the seafaring town of South Shields, home of the world's longest operating marine training college. This is to commemorate Merchant Navy Day on the 3rd of September and the merchant seafarers all over the world who work tirelessly day and night, keeping global trade even afloat. The stations will operate from the 3rd of September until World Maritime Day on the 26th of September. On the 3rd of September, Austin will be concentrating on SSB and CW on 40, 20 and 15 metre bands. During the rest of the month, he's working on all bands using SSB, CW, FT8 and digital, such as Olivia, Domino, Helen, SSTV. More information about the station and Merchant Navy Day is available on qrz.com. Kellington and District Amateur Radio Society will operate special event station GB0EKF for the annual SFOS Cernow Festival of Cornish culture, which this year is being held in Kellington, Cornwall, on Saturday the 7th of September. Listen out for KB0EKF on the local repeaters, HF bands and via QO100 satellite. DX News Domenico IK1MNF is active as IK1MNF/IA1 from Isola d'Elba, EU028, until the end of September. He's operating SSB on the 20 to 6 metre bands. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World. Yann, F1SMB, is active as Fox Oscar, stroke call sign, from French Polynesia until the 15th of September. His main QTH will be Tahiti, OCO46, with a side trip to Fakuravu, it says I'm supposed to pronounce it, OCO66. Usually he operates FD8 and SSB on the 40 to 10 metre bands QSL to F1SMB direct, or via the Bureau Logbook of the World or EQSL. Contest news, the UK and Ireland Contest Club DX SSB contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 31st of August and runs to 1200 UTC today the 1st of September using SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number, UK and Ireland stations also send their district code. Worked All Britain DX contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 31st, ends at 1200 UTC today the 1st of September. The exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain squares where applicable. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 11th of September. Visit the Worked All Britain website for more information and read more on the rules for the contest. Tomorrow, the 2nd of September, the Autumn Series SSB contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC, SSB on the 80 metre band. Exchange a signal report and serial number. Tuesday, the 3rd, 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM on the 2 metre band. The exchange a signal report, serial number, and locator. Also on Tuesday the 3rd, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2 metre band. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 4th, the 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 metre bands. The exchange's report and 4-character locator. Wednesday the 4th, the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2-metre band, exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering in the 4-hour contest can enter into the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday the 4th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs 2000 to 2100 UTC, SSB on the 80-metre band, exchanges your 6-character locator. SSB Field Day runs from 1300 UTC on Saturday the 7th to 1300 UTC on Sunday the 8th of September using SSB on the 8 to 10 metre band where contests are allowed. The exchange's signal report and serial number. The 144 megs trophy contest runs 1400 UTC on Saturday the 7th to 1400 UTC on Sunday the 8th of September. All modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday the 7th, the CW Open takes place in 3 4-hour sessions between 0000 and 2359 UTC, using CW on the 160 to 10-metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange's signal, serial number and name. The All Asian DX contest starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 7th, ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 8th. SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, at the exchange's signal report and your age. Sunday the 8th, the 5th 144 megs backpacker contest takes runs, it says here, from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also Sunday the 8th, Worked All Britain 2-metre QRO phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC, AM, FM and SSB on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain squares. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, we had a good week for HF propagation, at least until we had a KP index of 5.67 on Wednesday the 28th. This was caused by a BZ component on the interplanetary magnetic field moving into south-pointing position. Luckily, it didn't last long and geomagnetic conditions were back to normal by Thursday. The solar flux index remains above 200 with no signs of dropping. but solar flare activity has not diminished either, with 16 M-class flares over the past 7 days and more than 60 C-class events. There remain a 50% chance of a further M-class flares and 10% chance of an X-class event. Tuesday the 27th saw some good activity on the upper HF bands, with the 10-metre band opening up at times. VK has been heard on 28 megs in the morning, which bodes well for the coming months. The top DX choice this week has been CY9C on St Paul Island near Newfoundland. The team is active on all bands until the 5th of September, using CWSS BFT8, Super Fox and Ritty. VOA Cap Online shows that the 20 and 17 metre bands offer the best chance for contact and are open from 0900 to 2000 UTC. The 30 metre band is another strong contender from 2000 to 1000 UTC. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will start at about 250, but could end the week at 275. As always, it estimates the KP index will be 2 all week, but this depends, of course, upon coronal mass ejections, so keep an eye open on solarham.com for daily updates. If a solar flare and a close associated coronal mass ejection does occur, expect the KP index to rise after about 48 hours, with a lowering of the maximum usable frequency. VHF and up, the autumn season usually brings thoughts of tropo, since areas of high pressure can often be a feature at this time of the year. Most models predict that there will be high pressure moving in to offer tropo conditions today the 1st. Thereafter, the models differ, and some bring low pressure over the country for much of the coming week, others maintain a high pressure story and a continuation of tropo. This is potentially useful for the 144 megs UK activity band on Tuesday and Wednesday, and if it lasts, the 144 megs trophy contest next weekend, along with the backpackers contest on Sunday the 8th. With the uncertain feeling to the forecast at the moment, we may find rain scatter as the main option on the gigahertz band. Meteor scatter is again reduced to non-shower random events, with just a minor shower, the Oregids, peaking on the 31st of August. The shower has produced brief unexpected outbursts with a zenithal hourly rate of about 30 to 50 per hour. In 1935, 1986, 1994, and 2019. Random meteor flux is at its annual maximum in September, with relatively good rates, especially during morning hours. Pre-dawn is the best time to try. Solar conditions continue to provide enhanced auroras. Keep one eye on the KP index and lock the frequency on some northern European beacons into your rig's memory. Lastly, it's the nominal end of the 2024 summer sporadic season, and daily blogs on PropQuest have finished. However, some years can produce surprise sporadic events during the first week of September. Moon declination starts the weekend still high but falling, going negative again on Thursday the 5th, so moon visibility windows will also fall, as will peak moon elevation. Moon apogee is also next Thursday, so path losses are still increasing. 144 meg sky noise is low until Monday, but shortly after moonrise that day, the sun and the moon become close in the sky and continue to be until after moonset on Tuesday. This means sky noise will be very high, especially at VHF, due to wide antenna beam widths. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. And that's all from me likewise until next week.